My name is Mustafa Samyas. I used to be called Stephen, my ex name, and my background is I was actually born a Greek Orthodox. I've been to many Christian schools and stuff, whether they be Catholic or Christian Maronite or Greek Orthodox or whatever. Growing up, I sort of had a religious background when I was younger, but I guess I fell away from going to church. It didn't really gel with me, you know. And I've always asked questions about a lot of things. I'd never really accepted dogma as it was presented to me, and I've always been one of these people who always questions everything, including religion. And I guess in the last 20 to 25 years, I've really been searching, and I think I found the answer that I've always been wanting with Islam, and that is why I embraced it about 2.5 years ago, 2009 to be exact. Growing up in the 90s, I was really searching for a lot of things, and I moved from Sydney to Queensland because Sydney was a very bad environment for me. I was actually working in a liquor store for 5 years, and I've seen the worst humans you could ever imagine, and it really shook my belief in humanity, I guess. And when I moved to Queensland, I was searching for the truth, whatever that was, and I remember saying a prayer to the Creator, show me the truth and I'll accept it, you know. And it was during this time I went to the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses and all the different congregations of Christianity to find out the truth, and I could never get the concise answer that I wanted. You know, why am I here? What is the purpose of my existence, you know? And it wasn't until September 11 in the year 2001 that a little spark went off in my head. I thought, well, geez, I'd never really looked at Islam before, you know, and I don't really know anything about this religion, you know. And I guess I left it at that. I didn't really research it any further, but I sort of had a feeling that maybe the Muslims were the ones who were really practicing the right way, you know, and it certainly made a lot of sense considering the whole world is actually engaged in war against the Muslims, and I had the sense that maybe the Muslims were on the right track. It wasn't until 2005 that I actually went overseas for a trip with my then girlfriend. And we went around the world. We went to the United States, we went to Central America, we went to Europe, where I met up with my family in Greece. And we spent about a week there in Greece with my family. Then on the way back home, we went to Dubai, and we went to Singapore, and then back home. When I was in Dubai, I spent 5 days there. And I really wanted to see the genuine Islam, but I was actually disappointed because, as everybody knows, Dubai is very much like surfer's paradise on steroids. And there was one thing that really attracted me, and I went to this museum in Dubai, and there was a mosque across the road, and I felt really compelled to walk across and go to the mosque, you know, to find out. But I was wearing shorts and t-shirt, and I looked like a typical Westerner, I guess. And the people in the mosque were wearing jubbas. I didn't realize it was a Friday prayers. I didn't understand that, and I felt really drawn to it. Anyway, to cut a long story short, I didn't go into the mosque, but I came back to Australia and I went on a new quest to research about Islam. And in 2006, I actually went and bought a Quran for the first time to read it. I'm a very slow reader, so it took me two and a half years to read it. And I must say that as I was reading it, I was shocked. I was in a state of shock. I didn't know that Jesus was in the Quran, peace be upon him. I didn't know that Moses was in the Quran. I didn't know that there was a stories of Lot and Noah and Moses and the 12 tribes of Israel. I didn't know this was in the Quran. And when I read it, I was actually quite shocked, and I thought, oh, wow. And there was nowhere in the Quran that was untoward or anything that hinted towards extremism or terrorism or whatever. And this really prompted my interest even further. And so for the next two or so years, I really researched Islam. I read the Quran over and over again, or actually once, but and it came to a stage where in 2008, I actually wanted to embrace Islam, but I couldn't find any Muslim. I rang up a mosque, I sent them an email, I spoke to a neighbor. I asked them, can I have a copy of the Quran? Because at this stage, I had my Quran in storage. I was moving around quite a bit. No one would help me. And I thought, oh, okay, maybe Allah doesn't want me to become Muslim. So I was actually becoming quite panicked by this, you know. Anyway, in 2009, I had to go to Sydney to renovate a unit, and I actually went. Asked quite a few tilers to give me a quote, and they were all Lebanese tilers. I thought that was very, very strange that all the tilers in Sydney happened to be Lebanese, you know. Anyway, there's this one guy who I found to be very nice. His name was Samir, and I didn't think he was a Muslim because he had no beard. And his apprentice, his son-in-law, his name was Adam. And I thought, oh, well, these guys must be Christian Maronite or something, you know. But they were nice guys. Anyway, at this stage, I had already learnt to do my prayers. I downloaded it from the internet, so I was actually doing my prayers about a week before my conversion. I had stopped drinking alcohol and eating pork about 8 months earlier. One day, Samir brought me a pizza, you know, in the morning, and a drink, and he kept doing this. I thought that was very hospitable for these lovely Christian people, you know. Anyway, I didn't eat pork at this stage, so when I opened up the box, I could actually see the salami on this pizza, and I thought, oh, okay, I wonder if this is pork, you know. And I turned around to Samir, and I says, is this halal? And he goes, yes, of course it is. And my jaw dropped, and I walked over to him and says, are you a Muslim? He goes, yes, I am. And I go, oh, I want to become Muslim. The next day, I took my shahada. The very next day, he invited me over to his brother-in-law's place, and I took shahada then. So, I felt very happy by that decision, and I haven't looked back. So. How did my family react? Actually, quite positively, believe it or not. My mother was questioning me quite a bit, but. Initially, she was sort of negative, but when I explained, I actually gave her quite a lot of explanation and dawah, and now she's actually really okay with it. She's seen the change in me, inshallah, you know, so she's happy with that. My father is nonchalant about it. He doesn't care either way, really, I think, but he sees that I have become a more stable, a better person, I guess. Some of my distant relatives, my cousins and all that, they don't talk to me much, but they never really did anyway, so, yeah, no loss there. So they can say what they want about it, that's fine. I've got the strength to not worry about that. I only care what Allah thinks, I don't care what people think. But by and large, my experience with family and friends has been relatively positive. One of my friends is a Christian. He's a pretty devout Christian. I was actually quite nervous telling him about it. But when I did, alhamdulillah, he sort of was very happy because he understands that true Muslims and true Christians actually have a lot in common, you know. And he's even prayed with me at the mosque. So, you know, alhamdulillah, that's very good. But generally very, very positive experience. It's given me more discipline. Obviously, doing your five daily prayers and performing your ablution and abstaining from eating during Ramadan, eating pork, drinking alcohol. It has changed everything. It's changed the whole dynamics of my life, and it's made. But the end result of that is that I feel a lot more calmer, a lot less agitated, a lot less angry, a lot more balanced in my thinking, a lot more measured, a lot more reasonable. And a lot more even-tempered. I used to have a very bad temper, but now I'm very, very relaxed. People can actually rub me up the wrong way quite a bit, and I won't react, because Islam teaches us patience, and I'm very happy that I've embraced this deen, because it's given me a lot of qualities that I didn't have before. There's no conflicts with becoming Muslim and living in this country. In fact, true Australian values and Islam go together. For instance, in the Australian values that I understand, growing up as an Australian, mateship, yes, we have that in Islam, you know. Being respectful to your parents, yes, we have that in Islam. Being a law-abiding citizen, giving people a fair go, all these things are Australian values. Coincidentally, they also are Islamic values as well. So there is no conflict. And I guess when you talk to people about, especially people who are negative about it, you actually sit down with these people and explain to them, they soon realize that Islam is a great system to follow, and there's absolutely no conflict with with the Australian way of life. However, the bad aspects of the Australian way of life, like drinking and brawling and going to the pub and having loose morals, these are not things that we embrace in Islam. And what we say to Australians is the best out of Australian culture is also what we also follow in Islam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.